107.5 WGCI, Tony Score in the Morning Ride on your radio, joining us on the line. His album came out on Tuesday, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, my man Ace Hood. What up, Ace?
A.K.A. the album of the year, A.K.A. my best work thus far. New album is in stores, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Truly a masterpiece for all my hustlers, all my go-getters. You know, I'm a survivor of hard times. It feels so good for me to actually tell my story. You know, my struggle and my hustle ain't no different from nobody else. Problem is, it's not so much as my struggle, it's what I did to get through that. How you feeling today? Shout out to Chicago, you feel me?
Oh man, we feel good, man. So your joint hit the stores on Tuesday. Why is this a masterpiece? Why is this Ace Hood's best
album,
work?
You know what, a lot of times, man, a lot of artists, I feel like this is an album hip-hop needed. You know, a lot of times us as artists, quote-unquote, we can glorify, you know, the beautiful women, the cars, and the flashy life, the jewelry. But this album is really, I really took it back to my roots. I really took it back to that blue-collar type music. That's what it really represents, that struggle, you know what I'm saying? That passion in music. Back when, you know, you remember back in the days when music was passionate with the Biggie and all that stuff. This is what this album is representing, man. You know what I'm saying? And I put my true life experiences, man, the things that I've been through. You know, prior to me dropping Blood, Sweat, and Tears, I took a year off from the game. You know what I'm saying? And I've endured a lot, man. I'm close to losing my mother. A lot of ups and downs, financial ups and downs. I lost two of my closest friends.
Man, we heard about that. Is there any truth to the rumor? I saw something online where you actually had to go to my man DJ Khaled at one point for some financial help. What was that all about?
That's a true fact. That's a true fact, man. I approached Khaled about, you know, a loan a while back. You know, just in circumstances, man, when times were genuinely, you know, they were truly rough for me, man. And I needed that. But, you know, I respect Khaled for not so much as being the big brother and giving it to me that easy. He said, you know what, Ace, you got to work for it, man. You got to go out there. You got to make it shake. And I truly respect him for doing that. And it was an eye-opener, man. So I had to hustle hard, man. We had to go and get it.
Ace, I got a question, man. I see what you just said about your album, like you put hard work into it. You love the craft of hip-hop. You love what you do. I'm going to ask you a question, man. How do you feel about some of these quote-unquote overnight phenomenon internet rappers, like chicks like Krayshawn, man? Like, I just don't get it, man. Like, I just don't get it. So you being an MC and you actually putting the blood, sweat, and tears, like you're saying, to your work. How do you feel about some of these, like, internet artists, like Riff Raff and stuff like that?
I'm a fan of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a fan of music, man. I love good music, you know? So, I mean, I can't, you know, to each his own, man. You know, I kind of, you know, whatever, you know, people like, man, you know, the game is definitely changing. It definitely has changed since, you know, back when Big and Pac was alive, you know, and to nowadays. You know, so the generations is different, you know, but I've always been a fan of music and just hip-hop itself. So, I mean, I continue to stay in my lane, man. I feel like as long as I stay true to myself, you know, that's all that really matters to me. So, you know, I'm not really too concerned about, you know, what others do, man. I just kind of, you know, stick to what I know. Yep. And what I feel like the people will grasp and hold on to, you know, a lot more. You feel me?
Yep. Hey, are you feeling any type of pressure whatsoever coming out on the same week as Watch the Throne, the album everybody's talking about? How do you feel coming out of the same week as Jay-Z, Kanye West album?
I don't feel any way, man. You know, this album is that I'm dropping, man, is a phenomenal project. I got much faith in it, you know, and, you know, they happen to drop that album and even drop the date, you know, at a later point of time, you know, which I already established my date, but I don't feel any way, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to continue promoting and continue working to the, you know, it's all a grind, man. It's a stepping stool, you know, for me, but, yeah, man, Blood, Sweat, and Tears is definitely the album of the year. You know, I feel like it's a phenomenal project, and I guarantee for those of you who do actually listen to the album, you know, they will say the same.
All right, man, we're going to put our listeners on it. Go out to the stores, get Blood, Sweat, and Tears right now from this brother right here. Thank you for calling, Ace Hood. We appreciate you, homeboy.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir, GCI.